Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gammel. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing dandy. How about yourself?
I'm great. Excited to talk.
And probably a little tired after all the running around this past week.
Yeah.
How has all the fair stuff and everything gone and getting settled into a new routine? How's that working for you?
The fair was so fun. It was honestly the best week ever. I've already loved the job, but being at the fair and meeting people and putting names to faces of people I talked to on the phone or have emailed back and forth was just really nice to see people and love to look at all the vegetables these kids and adults have grown at the fair and just see all the work that these people have put in. And really, really respect our 4-H agents and program managers after this week. They have worked so hard on that, and it was fun to be a part of it.
Oh, very cool. And yeah, seeing all of that stuff, that's...
Yeah.
It's always fun to look forward to what's going to be the big thing this year.
Yeah.
And all of it is the big thing. That's just how it works. Well, I'm very proud to report that I've actually gotten a couple of tomatoes this year.
Okay.
This is something that has never been a success for me, but I keep telling my plants, you still belong to the neighbor. It's okay to grow. So I've gotten a few tomatoes. The Master Gardener program could probably help me with some of my tomato issues and things like that. Tell us a little bit about the Master Gardeners.
Yeah, so it is a huge statewide program. It starts with education, so it's really focused on educating these gardeners so they know what they're talking about, and then having them take those skills out into their communities. So it starts in September. We're taking applications until August 9th. You can pick them up at our offices. You can find them online. But basically, you'll apply, and then you're going to go through 12 3-hour sessions from September to December, and we're just going to learn about plants. We're going to learn about gardening. Some of the topics are like woody ornamentals, pesticide use, fruits and vegetables for your tomatoes.
Hey.
You're going to learn how to make gardens look pretty, but also how to produce your own food, take care of things. And then once you have that education, you're going to take all of those things you've learned and give them back to the community through volunteering. So you're required to do 40 hours of work the very first year. And that can be working in community gardens, producing food to donate to people in our community. Right now, I'm setting the groundwork for some pollinator gardens in Franklin, Anderson, and Osage counties, which are going to be focused on native plants, native roots, native pollinators. I'm really passionate about that on the natural resources side.
So, oh, heck yeah.
It's a big combo of natural resources and horticulture. So that's really exciting. We're going to try to get 3 of those going in the district. That way they're kind of close to people who want to volunteer. And then... I mean, there's a bunch of other things you can do. You can help with kids' education. You can help. I know someone called and wants to help with Arbor Day festivities and things like that. So if you love trees, if you love fruits, if you love flowers, it's a good program to get involved with for sure.
If you love food.
If you love food, if you love eating and you want to have good food, definitely.
Ah, and that goes right along with some of the other education that's available through Extension, like the food preservation and canning and baking classes and everything.
Yeah. And I really want to work with Chelsea and, you know, combine some of those things. And once we get our gardeners and once you do the program, it is us working together. And if there is something that people are really passionate about, we'll make it happen, because if it's good for the community, I'm here for it.
Heck yeah, behind that 100%. Now, one thing that's not good is a topic that we spoke about before going on, and that was squash bugs.
Yes.
And I wanted to squash the bug I found on my rose the other day, eating it, the only bloom I had. Let's talk squash bugs.
Yeah, they've been a big issue. I know we've had a few calls about them, and I've only been here for a little while, so a lot of my calls have been pretty crazy, but squash bugs have come up in most conversations. It's definitely something that our master gardeners are going to learn about during one of their lessons, but it's a good time to talk about them. We have these adult squash bugs, you know, they're destroying, they're wilting, and they're completely killing your squashes and pumpkins. So they have 2 generations of summer. Usually it's going to start in June. They're going to lay some eggs, and then also in August. So we're kind of getting to the point where that second generation might come. It's really hard to kill the adults. They get that hard cuticle. And if you've tried to kill adult bugs with pesticides, insecticides, you know how it goes. It doesn't work very well.
It just sprays right off, yeah.
So getting those eggs in early August, when you start to see them, they're going to be reddish, brownish, usually on the underside of leaves. So when you're out there, whether you're looking for... you know, just checking out your plants or looking for those eggs, make sure you lift the leaves up and look at it. But yeah, you can spray them. We have a lot of resources for things like that. BioAdvance and High Yield typically work on those eggs and the nymphs that are going to come out of them, but you got to get them early. So just while I'm here, late July, mid-July, making sure people are looking out for that.
That way we can have that squash later on.
Yes.
All right.
Had it for dinner last night, actually.
Ooh, squash. How did you cook it up?
It was, I didn't do the cooking. I did the eating.
That works. You can't have a performance without an audience. All right.
It was delicious, though.
So enjoying the fair, getting settled in, and check early and check often for those little eggs under the leaves.
Yes, all
no
types
squash
of bugs. They're always, you can always keep an eye out for them.
Okay.
Catching them early is key.
And keeping an eye out for the Master Gardener program. Give us the last date on that for signups.
August 9th is when your applications are due, but they're open and you can call our office, you can call me, or go online and we can get you that application. Shouldn't take too long to fill out.
All righty. And what's the number out there?
It is 785-229-3520.
Cool. That way people can get a hold of you if need be, because I'm sure you're not getting enough phone calls already.
Oh, yes. I could use many more. I want to talk to people.
Well, yeah. That's how you get to know them all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, in that case, we look forward to talking to you again in about 3 weeks. So yeah. Once again, welcome. Glad you're getting settled in. And thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District, Adult Development and Aging, and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.